Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Allie LaForce and Joe Smith, both with us now, and joining us to talk about Project Frontline. How you both doing in your quarantine?
We're hanging in there. We're at each other's throats, being the competitors that we both are, but we're really enjoying this time together that, you know, this time of year we got used to really never seeing each other with March Madness and spring training and moving to spring training and then to Houston for the season or whatever team he's playing for. So it's been some really great quality time, but it definitely challenges you in different ways too.
Are you catching Joe, Allie? Are you catching him?
No, I'm not. Catching him yet. Desperate times call for desperate measures, though, and that does happen from time to time. But he has a couple buddies that catch him when he needs to down here. And then he took a little time off too when it looked like the season or spring training wasn't going to start for months, and he's been back in the groove now playing catch. So
what are you guys competing at home? I'm sure you're tired of playing Monopoly or whatever it may be that you're
Uno.
Playing. You guys creating your own
games? Do you want to answer this one, Joe?
We've just been playing, trying to teach her card games. Apparently, baseball players are the only professional sports players that play a lot of cards. I think, Dustin, you probably remember in football, you guys don't play a lot of cards in the clubhouse. You guys are all
we played. Joe, we played a lot of Bouray in training camp. I don't know if you guys play Bouray
planes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We started with Rummy, so we're working our way. We're at Rummy 500 right now, and she's trying to get her to one game. We'll move on.
I downloaded Euchre on my phone, and he was getting so frustrated watching me because I didn't know there was no ace in two-handed Euchre. I didn't know all the rules. And he tries to teach me for like 30-second periods of time, and then he'll go take the dog for a walk and come back and try again. But we played basketball today outside on an outdoor court. We played some tennis. We have to find some way to compete every day or else it won't be a full day.
We're talking with Allie LaForce and Joe Smith, and they're both working with Project Frontline. Guys, tell us what that's all about and what you're doing with that.
Yeah, gosh, I appreciate you guys having us on so much. So our Athletes and Causes is the name of the foundation that helps run our foundation. And they had this idea in the Tampa area to where they would support a local business and they would supply meals to local hospitals. And I said, well, can we do it in Ohio? Can we do it in Cleveland? And they said, without a question. So they pulled together in just a couple of days. Barley House is putting together lunches tomorrow, and they're delivering the lunches to Mercy Hospital in Lorain. And we're asking people, we created a link, we're asking people to donate anything they can because we're pledging that as long as we have dollars in the fund, we will be delivering meals to our frontline healthcare heroes. And we'd like to keep supporting in the Cleveland and the Ohio area. So we got this first one under control for tomorrow, but we want to help more. So if people know local restaurants that want to help or they know hospitals that are in need of meals, please reach out to us on social media and check out the link that we posted because we know people need the help and we're here to do it.
We're talking with Allie LaForce and Joe Smith. Guys, let me ask you this, Joe. There was a report today that maybe baseball is going to try to come back. I mean, who knows how realistic this is. Everything's in pencil. That maybe they'll try to come back in May or June, play all the games in Arizona, that everybody would kind of be sequestered together in Arizona. No fans, spring training ballparks. Does that sound realistic to you?
Well, I think it was they're having from what I understand, is there's a bunch of conversations going on.
Yeah.
And there's been a wide array of things thrown out there to, you know, to get us back and out there and playing, you know. I mean, I've wanted to turn on March Madness, you know.
Sure.
This whole time sitting here I wanted to be playing. And I think, you know, I think it would be nice to get sports on TV. I think sports is entertainment to release. It's a glimpse out of reality. But, you know, I know they're working on a bunch of different ideas out there. And I think this is an idea or was an idea that they had talked about, but I'm sure there's a lot of holes, there's a lot of work to do and trying to find out how this is all going to work. I mean, I've heard things from, you know, having a grapefruit league versus cactus league. I've heard everything. And We'll see what happens. Yeah. But right now we're just getting ready. But man, June, like, I just don't believe we're going to be playing baseball in June. You're talking the safety of people. I mean, I would love to. Hopefully something testing-wise comes out a vaccine or something. That would obviously help a lot. But I don't know. I'm in limbo just like y'all are, and I read stuff and I talk to people, and it doesn't look like we're going to be starting at least any time in the near future.
Yeah, no question. Allie, this one for you. I mean, obviously you're in our world now. I'm done playing. I'm broadcasting and hoping that college football comes back so we can get back in those stadiums. What are you doing with your time? I mean, is this something that you think, and again, you're talking to people probably more so than we are in the industry about college football and that coming back. Do you anticipate that happening and maybe even without fans? That would be weird, but it could happen, right?
Well, it's interesting. Similar to the report about, you know, baseball playing a great Grapefruit Cactus League, they're talking about the NBA, maybe everybody going to Vegas and quarantining for 14 days. But it's just, you know, it's all about, when it comes down to it, it's about safety. It is, but it also has to be a plan that's financially sound and it's going to make sense. And the players have to agree to it. And if they have to quarantine for 2 weeks, they're going to be away from their families for who knows how long. And then if players can be in contact with their families, it's not safe to then come play in arenas. And, you know, I think we heard Adam Silver say to Ernie Johnson yesterday that, I mean, we know less now than we did 3 weeks ago. And that's a crazy thought when you say it out loud. It sounds just so bizarre, but it's true. We've been doing, so I'll host Game Time on NBA TV tomorrow and Friday. And so we're doing half-hour shows on NBA TV, and there's trying to create a lot of original programming too and just come up with new ideas, doing a lot of Instagram lives and Facebook lives and Twitter lives with different players in the NBA. And then other than that, honestly, like just trying to soak up the stillness of this all. I mean, we all talk about one day when we can work our butts off so we can retire and have freedom and peace. And this is actually one time where there is nowhere you can go. You can take a long walk. You can do an at-home workout. You can wake up a little bit later, hit snooze, you know, just trying to enjoy the stillness of no pressure instead of, you know, allow it to create anxiety, but it's easier said than done.
Yeah, but Allie, when we retire, we want to retire to somewhere where we can actually go to a pool and have a golf course nearby. We can get
guys, you better get out of Cleveland, Joe said.
Guys, before we let you go, remind us again, obviously, you know, while most of us are at home, there's a lot of people that are out there, the police, the fire, people that are working in supermarkets being put at risk too, and especially the medical professionals who haven't had enough equipment and who knows how much time they have to eat. Talk again about what you guys are doing in that vein.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much to all of our healthcare workers who are risking their lives every single day. Project Frontline, I posted about it on my Twitter and my Instagram. Joe did too. I know Joe Thomas did. Larry Nance Jr. did. So if you're looking for the link, you can go to any of our social media sites, click on the link, donate any dollar amount you can, and we will put every penny to serve meals to our nurses and our doctors and our workers in hospitals who are going overtime right now. We're starting with Mercy and Lorraine tomorrow. We're up for suggestions, though. If you know of a hospital who's really in need, please shoot us a message, and we'll do everything we can to help.
Great stuff. We appreciate the time. Great, great work. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Thanks, you got it. Allie LaForce, Joe Smith.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.